This is A Couple Cooks Small Bites, bite-sized food for thought. I'm Sonia Overheiser.
And I'm Alex Overheiser. We're the podcast that pairs small bites of food with short-form interviews to inspire you in less than 20 minutes.
You can go to our website, acouplecooks.com, for hundreds of recipes, healthy living inspiration, and our cookbook, Pretty Simple Cooking. Today on the show, hosting tips straight out of Hollywood. Hey, welcome to Small Bites, where we bring you the stories and people behind what we eat. And today's person is pretty special.
Especially if you're someone from our generation, having grown up watching TV in the 1990s.
That's right. You may know her as Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell. Her name is Tiffany Thiessen.
Tiffany is a TV star, movie star, star of a cooking channel TV show, and now she has a cookbook all about bringing people together.
And if you grew up when we did, she was the it girl on TV. So it is so fun to be able to talk to her today. We cannot wait to give her a call. But first, we've made a small bite of real food here from her book. It is her lemon feta dip. And we're going to taste that right now. Alex, what are you looking at over there?
It's a pureed kind of creamy white cheese dip with some green garnish on top.
And we have some toasted bread to dip into it. Let's give it a taste. Whoa.
It's salty and tingy and just really kind of a satisfying bite.
It is literally like biting into a lemon, but way better.
Like if the lemon was made out of cheese.
Right. Yeah, so I was the one who whipped this up. You just throw some feta, olive oil, and garlic into a food processor and pulse that up. Fold in some ricotta and top with fresh mint. So good and so easy. That's what I love about lots of small bite recipes where you combine some really high quality ingredients to get something that tastes like a million bucks.
To me, this would be perfect to kind of snack on with your guest while you're finishing up dinner or just to chew on while you're in the middle of a podcast.
Sorry, I couldn't resist another bite.
You'll have that.
All right, should we call Tiffany?
Let's do it.
Tiffany Thiessen is an American television and film actress with a long list of acting credits that include Saved by the Bell, Beverly Hills 90210, and Woody Allen's comedy Hollywood Ending. In 2009, Tiffany produced her cooking show for the Cooking Channel and Food Network titled Dinner at Tiffany's, which aired for 3 seasons. She currently stars in the Netflix series Alexa and Katie, and she has just published her first cookbook, Pull Up a Chair. Tiffany Thiessen, welcome to Small Bites.
Hi, guys. How are you?
So good. And we're thrilled to have you here.
We wanted to talk
a little bit about entertaining. You are all about inviting people to the table.
Absolutely.
Your cooking show is based on inviting guests over for dinner. You even like to pull in people who've never met each other before. Your book is all about that. What is it that drives you to bring together food and people?
Well, I think, you know, many different reasons. I think food does bring people together. I think I grew up in a family where the dinner table was where we would gather at the end of the day to talk about our day, to talk about the things coming up, to kind of just really connect as a family again after we've been at school or my parents are working. And it's that same sort of mindset that I wanted to continue carrying on with my own family. But even before I had a family, it was really my way of connecting with people that I love and my friends and all of that. And so that's kind of how, to a certain degree, the hashtag sort of started with Pull Up a Chair. And I had kind of started that when I was shooting Dinner at Tiffany's. It kind of just evoked that sort of, you know, way of coming together, pulling up a chair, and I guess breaking bread to a certain degree, you know, with the people that you love.
You had a bit of a non-traditional growing up. You were acting and modeling from a young age. So did your passion start back then? And kind of what was your relationship to food when you were working in the entertainment industry so early in your life?
Yeah, I mean, it had different moments. When I was little, it was about my family. I was kind of that little girl that would sort of look, you know, peer around the corner into the kitchen, seeing my mom and my grandmother and my aunt all cooking together, laughing, having a good time. And I was that girl that wanted to be with them, you know, and do what they were doing. So I started there at a very early age, learning kind of the basics and learning like a lot of family recipes and things like that. And And then as I got older, you know, one of my first big shows called Saved by the Bell, which I'm sure not many people have heard of that.
Yeah, before.
I know. It's so crazy. It was like a little show. Not many people watched. but, you know, when it did become successful, in truth, that we actually got to travel all through Europe because it actually went overseas and became very, you know, pretty popular in different countries. And so I was fortunate enough at a very young age, at like 16, traveling to, you know, all over Europe, and really getting to kind of dive in and learn a little bit about different cultures and different cuisines, which really opened my eyes. And that probably really took it to a whole nother level that a lot of 16-year-olds probably don't get to do. And then from there, as I got older, me in my 20s, like entertaining and having friends over and living on my own and, you know, just being kind of a young adult. And then of course, then it became really about cooking and finding a man, which I did, you know, right. And now it's really, you know, continues of course, entertaining and wanting to entertain with friends and stuff. But, you know, really the daily is cooking with my family and kind of continuing that tradition of that dinner at home every night with my family. So
tell us more about that. Who does the cooking in your house?
If anybody knows me, they know it's just me. I do have some help with my kids now that they've gotten older, especially Harper, because she's 8 and a half and she loves to cook. My husband definitely doesn't have culinary skills at all. And he's okay talking about it. He really does. But he's a great dishwasher. Really good.
Oh,
so you know what? It's still, you know, it's a dual, you know, sort of teamwork happening in the kitchen, just in a different way. Yeah.
He doesn't have to have skills to necessarily participate in the kitchen. So
I agree. I think if you would see a little bit of how it normally is with him in the kitchen, you would probably understand why I kind of keep them to the dishes. So.
No, we know a lot of couples who make that dance work too, of the one person of the couple cooks the dinner and then another does the dishes. So that's a great way
and
to
look,
go.
We've been together over 15 years and it's worked for us. So I don't think we'll change it.
So tell us about your TV show, Dinner at Tiffany's. When did that come about?
Yeah, I was actually shooting another show. I was living in New York part-time doing a show called White Collar. That was on for, I think, 6 seasons. And we got to live in New York while we were shooting that. And, we would, of course, have, you know, go out to dinner a lot, of course. And, you know, you're living in a small apartment. So my cooking at home was definitely not as often, even though we still did it because I had to. But I also got to really kind of explore the city, which, you know, it's one of my favorite cities, of course. I had my young daughter there. She was very little when we first moved back. And my mother was actually living with us as well. So we would actually go to Chelsea Market all the time. And I used to always see that Food Network and Cooking Channel was there. And I was such a fan of so many shows on both those networks. And I just one day I kind of was talking to my husband and then I called my manager. And I had always had these couple ideas to have, you know, a cooking show possibly or some sort of entertaining show. And never knew like if they would ever take someone like me because I'm not, you know, a professional chef and I don't claim to be one either. And so I ultimately got the courage to ask my manager if they could set up a meeting. And I went in there and pitched the idea just like that, just me by myself. And they picked it up, funny enough.
Well, that's amazing.
You know, I did 3 seasons. It's not on anymore, sadly, but I did 3 seasons of that show and had the best time. It was so much fun. It was really, I think, the first time that people, because I've been an actor my whole life, that people really got to see who I really was, you know, I wasn't playing a character. And I think that was probably the most fun part about it.
Yeah. What I liked about your show is that you invited in real people, real friends.
Yeah, real friends. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of times, sometimes there are people who didn't know each other. Do you have some advice for kind of getting people talking at the dinner table who don't know each other and just the value in bringing together people to form new friendships?
Absolutely. Well, I used to always say alcohol is definitely the best thing on a table and into people that don't know each other. But I always knew like we would definitely pair people that I knew would get along really well. You know, I would have some of my friends, of course, know how to cook and some friends don't. So that was always kind of fun too, to pair some people that might not know what they're doing in the kitchen and kind of getting them in there and, you know, getting their feet wet a little bit. So, but it was super fun. Look, like a festive cocktail or a bottle of wine always does the trick, I say.
Yes. And yeah, you brought up something that we love to do that some people don't think about when you're hosting people for dinner, that you can have them help with the cooking. You don't have it all done when they get there. You can put your guests to work. Funny. Right?
Yeah, because I used to always remember when I was younger, and then even in my 20s when I would have parties, that everybody literally goes into the kitchen. That's where everybody always hangs out most of the time. So I was like, well, if I'm hanging out there and cooking and you're just sitting there, then I think it's more fun if you come over and help me. It gets the dinner done faster, right? And then they can feel like they're a part of it. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Have you ever done anything like having some questions prepared? I know some people have even gone as far as like writing out some questions and putting them in a little jar for a dinner party.
That's a great idea. Oh, yeah. Starter. Well, we definitely love doing that. I also love talking about, you know, like this is actually what we do with our family pretty much on a nightly basis. We talk about our most favorite thing that happened in the day and our something that may have bothered them a little bit that they'd like either like to change or talk about. And that's really a great conversation starter that we do as a family, which I absolutely love. And then when it comes to friends and stuff like that, I just love having people where we have game night quite often. We have movie night. I'm a big theme girl, which we showed a lot of that on Dinner at Tiffany's. I love a good theme because I love having, you know, I can think it's the actor in me that I love like having those sort of themes to kind of, you know, kind of structure a dinner party around. So
what's the theme that you've used? That sounds fun.
Lately, you mean, or just in general?
Oh, just any themes to get people's minds rolling.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you know, one thing I love to do sometimes is actually pick a movie and use that as my theme in the sense. So like, say like we're going to watch Godfather, right? Like we're going to put on an amazing Italian meal, or we'll do like Sleepless in Seattle and I'll do a lot of like fresh fish and you know what I mean? Like something like that. So it's fun to do stuff like that too.
That's really creative. I love it.
Yeah.
So you've recently developed a cookbook, and I know from our experience, you get a lot of time just making a lot of different recipes, but I'm curious if you have one recipe in there that you go back to again and again.
Oh, we have quite a few actually. I have a lot of my family favorites in that book, which I could not have done that book without at least putting some of those in there. It was important for me to have that. Because you know, it's funny, as much as I wanted people to have a little bit of these recipes that some of them that were popular from the show to a lot of new ones that I've been working with. And, but it was also something to leave my kids, you know, to have, you know, as they start to get older, it was kind of like a little, I don't know, a little memory book for them too. You know, that I was really proud to be able to create and have for them. So definitely quite a few. There's my mom's cream cheese pie. There was no way that I could do that book without putting that in there, even though a lot of people have seen it. It's so good. It's a staple during the holidays and my daughter always wants it for her actual birthday instead of a regular cake. So that's a definite one. And we have quite a few. I mean, a lot of the holiday stuff is actually in there. I didn't even think about it, but, it's a great book for right now because I've been, you know, cooking, you know, a lot of those recipes for a long time for Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, my husband's favorite enchiladas are in there. My son's favorite mac and cheese is in there. Just a lot of stuff that has connection, you know, for my family. So.
Yeah. You mentioned your kids. So they're 3 and 8, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Do you include them in your dinner parties or how do you manage? We get a lot of questions about how do you manage kids and then entertaining at the same time?
You know, I think it just depends on what kind of dinner party it is. If it's, depending on what kind of party it is at all, it could be a brunch, which normally most of the time my kids are involved with. If it's a dinner party that I feel like it, you know, mommy and daddy need a little, adult time. I usually sometimes gear it towards right when they're going to bed. I try to prep most of it during the day while they're at school. And then I have just last minute stuff to do before my guests arrive. So again, it just really depends on, the type of, you know, event or party.
Perfect. Well, you know, this is called Small Bites. I would love to make this a large bite and just keep talking to you for the next few hours, but we're going to have to let you go. Tiffany, thank you so much for just your heart, your passion, and your beautiful new book.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All
Well, I would love to pull up a chair at Tiffany's table, right?
Yes.
I have just love her heart for bringing together people over food. And one of my favorite ideas from her is just bringing together people who don't know each other. Alex, you and I like to do this, but it was a good reminder to maybe handpick a few people and bring them together over food and get to know them maybe through one of her themed movie parties. I love that idea too.
If you'd like to follow along with all of Tiffany's adventures, you can follow her on Instagram at Tiffany Thiessen.
And make sure to check out her book, Pull Up a Chair, anywhere books are sold. Thanks for listening to this episode of Small Bites. If you'd like to follow along with us, we are on Instagram at A Couple Cooks. Our website is acouplecooks.com, where you can find hundreds of recipes and our cookbook, Pretty Simple Cooking.
And if you enjoyed this episode, please give us a rating in your podcast app and tell a friend to download it as well.
We would love that.
Thanks for listening.